This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying it's time to move on after the nearly two-year investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Opening the Senate today, McConnell calling for an end to what he calls a Groundhog Day spectacle, saying it's time to stop endlessly relitigating the results of the 2016 presidential election. Democrats in the U.S. House still want the special counsel himself, Mueller, to appear and testify on his report. Before McConnell spoke about it this morning, White House Advisor Kellyanne Conway said the president's against Mueller appearing.
He said he should not testify, and his point is very simple. Bob Mueller's report and investigation is definitive and conclusive, and as Mitch McConnell is going to say, our majority leader in the House and the Senate is going to say later today, case closed.
She was speaking on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, girl, won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Owner of Maximum Security filing a lawsuit after losing his Kentucky Derby appeal to the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. Gary West says he will file a lawsuit in the appropriate jurisdiction to appeal the decision of the Churchill Downs stewards to disqualify his horse from the Derby. Maximum Security appeared to win Saturday's race, but second place Country House was the beneficiary winner after the disqualification. West had already said that his horse wasn't going to be running in the second jewel of the Triple Crown.
No, we're not going to run in Preakness. There's no Triple Crown on the line for us, and there's no reason to run a horse back in 2 weeks when you don't have to.
A man of shooting and killing a Mississippi cop on Sunday night is now in custody. 19-year-old Darian Atkinson captured north of Biloxi after an all-day manhunt, accused of killing veteran officer Robert McKeithen in a police station parking lot. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
A Massachusetts man who was freed after serving over 30 years in prison of a life sentence for a rape conviction claims he's not guilty of a new rape charge. Prosecutors dropped the first rape conviction of George Parrott in 2016 after his legal team was able to refute key evidence in the case. Parrott's now accused of sexually assaulting a woman in Lawrence, Massachusetts in January. He was arraigned yesterday in Salem and has been ordered held without bail. The Food and Drug Administration says several active ingredients in sunscreen are absorbed into the body instead of just sitting on the skin. Researchers say they have found the ingredients absorbed into the bloodstream are as much as 40 times higher than the threshold amount. It's unclear if the chemicals tested by the FDA are harmful when there is systemic exposure. The four ingredients in question are avobenzone, oxybenzone, octocrylene, and ecamsul. The FDA says people should continue to protect their skin, though, from the sun while further testing is done. And the Bucks and Rockets are winners in the NBA playoffs, the Bucks beating the Celtics. In the West, the Rockets even their series with the Warriors. So tonight, the Raptors host the Sixers. The Nuggets entertain the Blazers. And those series are currently tied at 2 wins apiece. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
You know, it's not just opioids anymore. You know, everything has become a drug, and it seems like everyone is addicted to something. You know, think about it. Well, how did we get here, and who's to blame, and can America's addiction crises be fixed? Well, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, David Courtwright is joining us, leading expert on addiction, whose new book, The Age of Addiction, How Bad Habits Became Big Business, unveils the success of addiction capitalism, or limbic capitalism, which describes how businesses profit off of our addiction. So is it any wonder? You know, people do that which they get rewarded for. So businesses are getting rewarded for our addiction, so they just keep pouring it on. And guess what? As consumers, we're just, you know, we're lemmings. And we're useful idiots to the whole process. And then we complain about it. But look it, buyer beware. David Courtwright, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Bill.
Hey, thank you for coming on. Congratulations on the book, The Age of Addiction. It is, well, I'll tell you, it's quite indicting. And we can see, I don't think anybody escapes anything and feels like they're without any kind of guilt in this whole process, right?
Well, it struck me at the outset that what's happened in my lifetime and in yours is that addiction has expanded tremendously. I mean, if you go back 30 or 40 years when you talked about addiction, you used that word, people thought drugs. Now it's machine gambling, sugar, compulsive overeating, social media use, internet porn, you name it.
Consumerism, I mean, you know, everything is over the top in America, really, you think about it.
Well, yeah, but not just consumerism. I mean, the book is not really an indictment of consumerism per se, but at some point at the end of that spectrum, consumerism becomes so strong and preoccupying and damaging that it's meaningful to speak of it as an addiction.
Right. Well, because it's all about us, right? I mean, you know, we're the central figure of all this, so we're looking for convenience, for instant happiness. You know, we are addicted to happiness. I mean, this is what we want. And if we don't have it, then, you know, we're in the pursuit of it, right?
Well, that's one way to think about it. The other way to think about it is that we all believe we can exercise self-control, as when you're looking at a screen or you're looking at your smartphone. But the deeper truth is that on the other side of that screen, there are 1,000 people who are struggling to undermine your self-discipline, and those people are pretty much smarter than you are. So it's not just an individual thing. It's become a systemic thing. Put it another way, addiction is now engineered. It's systematic.
Well, they've got these algorithms all set up. I mean, they already know in advance. It's kind of interesting. Years ago, when I was working with a radio station in Bakersfield, California, had the honor to play against the Harlem Globetrotters, believe it or not, David. And this was all kinds of fun. And what I was able to observe, and I was a pretty good basketball player in my time, a point guard, you know, at 5'7", I wasn't in the paint. You know, I wasn't allowed in the paint. As soon as I got near to the paint, I had the big guys, you know, knocking me on the head going, hey, get out of here. This is the wrong zip code for you. But nonetheless, I was a pretty good ball player. And I'm playing against, you know, these world-class athletes. And what I was able to observe was they had this innate instinct that took them to a whole nother level. I mean, I thought I knew a lot about basketball, and in 2 seconds being around these guys, I realized, you know, they were just in a whole nother atmosphere altogether. And it's the same thing, as you say, with these marketing specialists and these people that are behind this. In a way, I look at it, and it's a little bit like the tobacco industry. It's all these hidden additives that were, you know, designed in tobacco to really set that hook and dig it in deep into our addictive behavior. Is it similar? Am I missing something? I mean, to me, I look at it and I go, wow, that brings back memories of tobacco addiction.
Yeah, the distinction I would make is that the basketball experience was positive. There are discipline pleasures where people get into flow states through continuous practice of something like basketball or music that are positive and productive and interesting. But there are also habitual states that people get into that are destructive, that are distracting, that interfere with your marriage, your career. Those are the harmful ones we call addiction. So there's nothing puritanical about the book, and I think it's silly just to dismiss all forms of pleasure and amusement as destructive. They're not. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, we are being encouraged to pursue those that are.
Right. Well, and as you say, we are being encouraged very subtly. And, you know, it's like, you know, these algorithms that get, or if you do a word search on the internet, next thing you know, or the next time you come to your computer, you've got all these offerings of something that you had maybe a minor interest in, or for you checked it. Not that that necessarily is addictive, but if you were, you know, leaning towards something that could be negative, a negative addiction, well, then, you know, you've got to be on guard because you're going to be bombarded with, you know, some information to take you back into that realm.
That's right. As you say, it can set the hook. Now, it doesn't set the hook in everyone, but it's basically a statistical model. It's almost like deep sea fishing. You're not going to get all the fish, but you're going to get enough of them that you're going to make significant money.
Mm-hmm. In your book, you address how addiction has evolved since the 70s. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Well, the two biggies, really, are food addiction and digital addictions. There's been a lot. In fact, there's been an explosion of literature on food addiction. Food is now engineered to produce maximum brain reward, and that's really what limbic capitalism is. It's about producing these bursts of brain reward. That became big in the 80s and 90s, and then, of course, since the mid-90s, digital addictions have loomed larger and larger, especially since the advent of smartphones around 2007, where you can basically take the Internet with you.
Right. You know, you talk about the food addiction. It reminded me of the book that I read, The Dorito Effect. Have you read that?
Haven't read that one, but Michael Moss's book sure opened my eyes. That was the one about the role of sugar, fat, and salt
as
ingredients in foods that the experts call hyperpalatable and are certainly potential of creating addiction in at least some people.
Right. Along the same lines, just the way, you know, these foods have been designed in such a way to leave you wanting. And coming back for more. And it's all designed that way. I mean, it's like potato chips. You just can't have just one, right?
Yeah, although it's important here to make a distinction. Not all people who are overweight are necessarily addicted. That's just a mistake. Probably no more than a quarter of people who are seriously obese are actually addicted to food. And when I say addicted, I mean that they crave it, they're preoccupied by it, they're subject to cues, they see something and they suddenly start craving whatever it is they love to eat. That's addiction. But simply not getting enough exercise or overeating on holidays and putting on a few pounds, that's not the same thing as addiction.
Well, we're addicted to David Courtright right now, his book, The Age of Addiction. And hang in there. We've got more to satisfy you. How Bad Habits Became Big Business. The conversation will continue. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees. Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100. 1-800-501-6100 or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
Life,
liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Leave. Turn it up. Baby.
Hey, it's The Way You Like Us, fresh and independent. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with David Courtwright continues, leading expert on addiction, whose new book, The Age of Addiction, How Bad Habits Became Big Business. David, off the air, you and I were talking about, what happens with addictive behavior, how it alters the mind and our learning, and you refer to it as pathological learning. And I've heard this before, that our minds are converted. I mean, the wiring of our minds. I had shared with you, I saw the movie Beautiful Boy here recently, and what a family went through with a young son that the father loved dearly, and the son gets into negative addictive behavior involving drugs. And it's not even a fair fight anymore because of the rewiring of the son's mind and thinking and perception. And if you're not, if you don't have that addictive behavior, and even if you do and you have some level of understanding of it, I don't know how you have a fair chance at being successful here with a child whose brain wiring has been altered.
And there are many neuroscientists who think that that same pattern of pathological learning cuts across different addictions. Mm-hmm. So whether your problem is drugs or food or compulsive social media.
Or use, pornography or whatever.
Or pornography, right? Exactly. And in fact, that's been a major revolution in the last 20 or 25 years. People have begun to work out the neurochemical common denominators of addictive behaviors, and it turns out that they have quite a bit in common.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they have in common is that young minds are the most susceptible, and limbic capitalists understand this. They know that their steadiest customers begin using these potentially addictive products early in life, and so they adjust their marketing accordingly. Classic example, sugary cereals aim them at kids, push smartphone use among younger and younger children. That's the strategy.
Right. Well, and so that sets the stage. It's almost like there's a download of software into our subconscious that anything that resembles and is acceptable to that, to that foundation of software that's, downloaded into our minds, becomes a pathway to additional addictions or additional ideas to, again, as we talked about, to just set that hook even deeper.
Yeah, well, the reason I call it limbic capitalism is that the limbic region of the brain is the one that's responsible for pleasure, motivation, long-term memory, and other survival functions that are linked to emotions. And basically, you need your limbic system, but the same neural pathways make it possible for others to profit from these learned behaviors that can work against your survival. There's a huge paradox here. And the basic problem is that limbic capitalism harms us by undermining appetite control. That's it in a nutshell. There are people who are systematically working to undermine your appetite control, and the sooner they get at you, the better for them.
Exactly. David, what industries are to blame for America's addiction crisis?
Short answer, more and more. If you go back 100 years, there was a lot of concern about gambling and prostitution and alcohol. Of course, there was an international prohibition movement in the early 20th century, not just in the United States. But since then, people whom you might call anti-vice activists, which, by the way, includes both secular progressives as well as traditional religious folk, they have expanded their activism so that they're going after things like internet pornography, for example. It's not just about booze and drugs and gambling anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you said, the bottom line is the negative addictive behaviors that that we assume and consume. And, you know, therein, I guess, comes the question of the difference between substance abuse and behavioral addictions.
Well, again, and as far as neuroscientists are concerned, increasingly that's a distinction without a difference. I mean, admittedly, some forms of drug abuse are very powerful. They can lead to very powerful addictions, but gambling can be a powerful and ruinous addiction as well, and that mm-hmm. involves a behavior and not a substance. The more interesting question, I think, is why hasn't the government stopped this? Mm-hmm. These reformers, these activists I referred to, they had good results in policy terms 100 years ago. They got prohibition, they got taxes, they got regulations, they got age laws. But one of the things that I discuss in the book is how governments feel ambivalent about anti-vice activism. One of the reasons is they make a whole lot of money from it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about the lottery, if you go back in this country to the early 1960s, I think there was one legal lottery in the United States. Now you walk into any convenience store and
oh, wow.
30
yeah.
or 40 kinds of different gambling games on offer.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, again, we follow the money, right? And people will do that which they get rewarded for. And it's, are you getting rewarded for the right behavior or something that's positive and contributory to a fruitful culture? Or are you diminishing it? And I think that's, you know, things that we need to look at, because meanwhile, addiction trends are getting worse, right?
Yeah, and when you say follow the money, you also have to talk about following the social costs, because it's true that governments can tote up the amount of tax revenue that they get from legal marijuana or the lottery or any other commercialized vice that's legal and taxed.
Mm-hmm.
But those same activities generate social costs,
yes,
more
exactly.
emergency department visits and so on, and you've got to bring those into the equation as well. And increasingly, I think there's a temptation not to do that, to sort of turn a blind eye to that for the sake of the short run rather than the long run health and moral fiber of the entire society.
So why is it getting worse?
Technology. It's being yeah. driven by technology and marketing. Again, if you boil this down and you ask the question, well, why throughout history do we have more and more pleasures, vices, than addictions? It's technology and marketing. People used to occasionally discover new pleasures and new pastimes, but the whole thing, as a result of industrialization and the digital revolution, has been put on a much more systematic basis.
Right.
Again, there's nothing wrong with pleasure, but when pleasures multiply and intensify, so does a subset of vices, and when vices multiply and intensify, so do addictive behaviors. You can't have more of one without having more of the others.
Mm-hmm.
Things get worse at the same time they get better.
Mm-hmm. Well, David Courtwright, how do we fix these systemic problems?
Well, I think there are solutions. I think we don't have to throw up our hands. If you look at the public health campaign against combustible cigarettes, you'd have to say that public health activists have at least fought the multinational tobacco industry to a standstill on the issue of combustible cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Ridicule is very effective. One of the most effective tactics in working against commercialized vice is to hold up the vice entrepreneurs to various forms of ridicule. I mean, an example of that is, think about the reputation of the Sackler family before and after the opioid crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not all a matter of government policy or prohibition or regulation. There are other kinds of public relations tactics that can help make consumers aware, that can nudge them in the right directions, and it can bring various forms of pressure to bear against limbic capitalists.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're committed to, you know, putting, you know, doing the heavy lifting when it comes to, you know, pursuing the truth. And your book, The Age of Addiction, How Bad Habits Became Big Business, helps us along this way and this pathway. David Courtwright has been our guest. His book will be linked on our website as well. Thank you, David.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying it's time to move on after the nearly two-year investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Opening the Senate today, McConnell calling for an end to what he calls a Groundhog Day spectacle, saying it's time to stop endlessly relitigating the results of the 2016 presidential election. Democrats in the U.S. House still want the special counsel himself, Mueller, to appear and testify on his report. Before McConnell spoke about it this morning, White House Advisor Kellyanne Conway said the president's against Mueller appearing.
He said he should not testify, and his point is very simple. Bob Mueller's report and investigation is definitive and conclusive, and as Mitch McConnell is going to say, our majority leader in the House and the Senate is going to say later today, case closed.
She was speaking on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
No Gaga, no goo-goo here, only the good stuff. Welcome back. 27 minutes before the top of the hour. I've been looking forward to talking with Myron Magnet about his new book, Clarence Thomas and the Lost Constitution. Myron, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very well and happy to hear your voice, Bill.
Well, let me tell you, you are dealing with someone here in your book of Clarence Thomas, someone that I have high regard for, I will tell you up front. And when you understand and appreciate, as you do, the background of Clarence Thomas, I mean, he's a success story on many levels. Although
from a kerosene-lit shanty in a Georgia swamp to mm-hmm. the Supreme Court bench, you know, it just shows you it can still be done in America.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is what we love. The land of opportunity. And who would have thunk that one Clarence Thomas back in the 50s, as he was being raised by a grandfather, that that this was a pathway to the Supreme Court.
It's amazing, isn't it? And this is one of the themes of my book, actually. The reason that I wrote a Life and Works book is because I believe, and so does Justice Thomas quite explicitly, that it takes a certain kind of individual and national character to be able to preserve a land of liberty, a self-governing republic, that you have to have people who are self-reliant citizens who, like the pioneers, understand that they're responsible for their own fate, who don't go around saying that they're victims looking for safe spaces where they don't have to cringe from the terribly insulting things that people say to them. So not only do we need that kind of character, but we need a culture that nurtures it.
Exactly.
And he's spoken out very, very clearly on this in his speeches.
Now, when you speak of a culture that embraces this antithetical general consensus that has promoted victimhood, you look at his life, his early beginnings, and you go, okay, what was it? What made him different? And uniquely stand out considering other young black men being raised and, probably in the same zip code.
That's a great question.
But he sees it differently. What was it?
Well, I mean, there's several things that did it. One is that his mother, on her maid's wages, could not keep him and his little brother. So she sent the two little boys to her father and stepmother a few blocks away in Savannah. And this was like a magical Oliver Twist transformation. Mm-hmm. His grandfather was true semi-literate, but he was a self-made, small-time fuel oil merchant who had transformed himself. He'd converted to Catholicism because he wanted a structured religion. He had a sparkling, clean, self-made house in Savannah, and he had a no-excuses child-rearing system with these two boys, in which he constantly peppered them with moral maxims like, where there's a will, there's a way. Mm-hmm. And so he imbued into them a culture of self-reliance, not just by maxims, but he put them to work after their very rigorous parochial school day, delivering fuel oil, and on weekends as well. In the summertime, he took the boys to 60 acres in rural Georgia that the family had owned, which was, by the way, right across the way from where their ancestors had been enslaved. Mm. And they built a house together out of cinder blocks. They tilled the fields. They raised crops and animals, which they harvested and butchered for winter food. So they were self-reliant, kind of like pioneers. And then they'd go back to Savannah and go back to the fuel oil business. So this is how he was brought up. But now, mind you, this is Savannah in the 1950s, highly segregated. In 1960, the KKK marched down the main street in full witch's regalia. So there was Thomas in this segregated Catholic school, but the nuns were teaching him that all men are created equal. So this was a profound lesson to him early in life, along with the self-reliance he had learned from his grandfather. And when he went to high school, in which he was one of only two black kids, and was met with racism, he still had this to hang on to. But when he got to Holy Cross, black radicalism was already getting underway, and he fell into this. And so for a while he was mouthing the sayings of Malcolm X. He was dressing like a Black Panther. He went in his, I think it was at the end of his junior year, he went to a demonstration in support of the Black Panther political prisoners in jail, right, which turned into a riot. People got hurt. Businesses got looted and torched. And the next morning, Thomas was back at Holy Cross praying for God to relieve him of his anger and asking himself, wait a minute, do I really believe that we live in an irretrievably racist culture? Or do I believe what the nuns taught me, that this is a nation dedicated, as the beginning of your show says, to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, a nation in which all men are created equal with respect to rights to these things? And he said, yeah, I believe that. Yeah, I believe that. And so when he then went on to the Yale Law School, when he became a civil rights official in the Reagan administrations, where he had access to all of the data, he took a look and he saw, hang on just a second. You do not, first of all, affirmative action is not doing anybody any good. You can see it by the numbers. Right. You can also see that kids don't need to be bused so that black kids can sit next to white kids, because what does that do to advance their education? It makes no difference whatever in test scores and later success in life. And finally, there's no governmental solution to the problems of black America, that in America, certainly after the 1964 Civil Rights Act, you are free to make yourself into whatever you want to. You just have to do it. And don't whine about being a victim, but step up with your own self-reliance and take advantage of the opportunity that's there. The door's open, push on it.
Right.
And you know, this is a huge theme in his speeches and his writings, and this is true not just for black Americans, it is true for everybody. Everybody faces some kind of adversity, and you can either choose to say, ooh, poor me, you know, I need all this therapy and help and what have you, or you can say, hang on, I'm responsible for my fate, I'm going out and forging.
Exactly. And, you know, this is what we love about the country, is the option is there. But it's not just, you know, it's granted in a sense that the opportunity is there. But as you say, you have to be the one pushing through the door and pushing through some of the resistance. And in some cases, it could be extreme and more than others. But look at the person that Clarence Thomas looked at in terms of the responsibility was himself, because of the way he was raised up, the way, you know, his mother and his grandfather, particularly the way they spoke into his life. And we're going to get into more detail with Myron Magnin on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live.
I found
you know, it really is simple in so many ways. I think sometimes we overcomplicate things. And we're talking with Myron Magnet, his new book, Clarence Thomas and the Lost Constitution. You know, Myron, to hear you talk about, you know, what formed Clarence Thomas's worldview and the principles he held to, not becoming a victim. And whether you're a black American, maybe a Hispanic American, a minority, you know, somebody who is considered to be less than, you know, that is a choice that, you know, that stands before you. You know, what is it that... Go ahead.
We're a nation of immigrants, right?
Yes.
All of us had to make that choice.
And the fact that you have Clarence Thomas, and again, you know, we all, you've made that choice, I've made that choice. You know, I was in college, you know, to hear Clarence Thomas's situation about being influenced by Black Panthers. I mean, there were activists, you know, Hispanic groups and, you know, that, when I was in college that, you know, had some influence for a moment there. And, all it took was a little bit of, a remembrance, you know, by my father, a World War II vet who raised 9 kids. To set me back on the path, and also the memories of some very strict nuns that raised me during my formative years.
Oh, all right. So you had the same experience as Clarence Thomas had, and you know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, I had a similar experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I flirted with the left in college, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
But what's so interesting is that we have to think our way through this stuff. So, okay, for a while we believe in the slogans of the left and we think it all happens. You know how I turned into a conservative? I live up near Columbia University where I've lived for half a century.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived through all the 60s brouhaha. And I looked around at my neighbors, you know, entirely minority, when the 60s had passed, and I said to myself, has this done my neighbors one iota of good? And the answer is no. It made their condition worse. It made their condition worse. And this is exactly the experience Clarence Thomas had. He looked around. He was 9 years a civil rights official in the Reagan administration. He said, is this helping or is it hurting?
Right,
and
exactly.
The answer is, it's hurting. And by the way, he was an undergrad at Holy Cross and then at Yale Law when affirmative action was getting underway. He graduated from Yale Law where he did well. And he says, I couldn't get a job because now he was tarred with the imputation of inferiority. Everybody thought, oh, well, this is just affirmative action hire. He said, so not only is affirmative action putting kids in out-of-their-league institutions where they're going to fail and get resentful, where they would have succeeded if they'd just been left to go to college where near home.
Exactly.
But all the kids who succeed are going to be looked at like, what are you doing here? You can't be a real judge, you know.
Right.
You're a fake affirmative, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's terrible. All the consequences are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible consequence. You know, one of the things I keep thinking about the bitterness of the Clarence Thomas hearings, and we were all reminded of it during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings,
right,
which were like a farcical replay of the Thomas hearings. And what is that all about? I mean, it was that the left is trying to hold on for dear life to this magical rights-creating institution they have in the Supreme Court. And I came to realize, thinking about Clarence Thomas, that one of the reasons we have such bitterness in America now is that, I mean, we really have kind of a crisis of legitimacy right now with Jerry Nadler up there saying that Bill Barr is a criminal, you know.
Right.
So we have two constitutions now. Guys like you and me believe in the framers' constitution of 1787 and the Bill of Rights in the few years after that, and that's what Clarence Thomas is upholding. But the other half of America believes in the living constitution, which, as Woodrow Wilson said, would evolve in Darwinian fashion by judicial decrees, and which FDR went further and set up all these administrative agencies that make laws like a legislature, carry them out like an executive, and adjudicate and punish infractions of them like a legislature. All of this with no basis in the Constitution, as FDR himself said, and without a scintilla of separation of powers or checks and balances to check the power. So what's the end result of this living constitution that, you know, the Alliance for Justice fights so strongly to hold on to and gets people to get up and lie, actually, about the nominees? What is the end result of it? You have a guy in Montana just now who digs a couple of ponds up on his mountain acres where this tiny rivulet flows through, and the EPA comes down on him and fines him $130,000 and sentences him to 18 months in federal prison for polluting a navigable waterway. The closest thing that even resembles one is 40 or 50 miles from the guy's acres.
Right.
Now, this is tyranny.
Yes, exactly.
It's just star chamber stuff, which our Constitution is designed to protect us against, and which Clarence Thomas has devoted his life to making sure that Constitution is the Constitution we live under.
Exactly. Well, that is the tension that has been going on for decades, and what this all leads to is where we're, you know, being very threatened by right now as we continue to abandon these core intentions that our framers had imagined for our great country. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And as
Clarence Thomas and as you, you know, have talked about in terms of values that drive your life. You know, for me, it was always the add to, take away portion. Does it add to or take away? And that's what Clarence Thomas had to come to realize, is that, you know, certain things that he was following, did it add to the proposition of a freer America, a freer person? And that's what I have looked at and have determined that in other values and moral guide points in my life. But when it comes to the pursuit of what our founding fathers had intended for our country, that's what I look at, and that's why I challenge our listeners to say, look, you've got to return to that era of critical thinking, and you've got to ask critical questions. You cannot,
for sure,
you cannot
for
base sure. your life on these 8-second sound bites that the media is putting out there.
Yeah,
that is very dangerous.
Thomas has devoted his life to. He says, I haven't got a job. I've got a calling.
Yes.
He's got a calling. He's like a priest, right? And he's right about that. And, you know, there's been all this talk about how, well, he's turned 70, so maybe he'll retire. No way. No way. He says, this is what I was called to do, to restore the framers' constitution, which, by the way, what could be more up to date than a form of government that says this is democratic self-government. You have liberty. Nobody is going to force you by RAC or Inquisition or EPA to
right.
do what is against your natural right and your natural liberty.
Well, the liberals and progressives have gained a lot of ground over the decades, and they're not going to give it up easy. That's clear.
Well,
look what's happened right now, as you mentioned, Jerry Nadler and others.
I think that progressive is the wrong word for them. That's the word they use to congratulate themselves. They're actually reactionaries, and they want to return to, the antitrust laws of the turn of the 20th century, to the New Deal, or, I mean, there's nothing progressive about it. What is, we have not found a more modern political idea than the idea of self-government.
Mm-hmm.
And if these guys want to say, hang on, we got all these laws that, you know, that can haul you off to prison by some fake administrative judge, that's not progress, that's regress.
Exactly. Well, you know, they want to move to socialism. Maybe, you know, as if Venezuela is not a clear indication of what that has in the offing, there's an interesting HBO series out right now on Chernobyl. Maybe they had to watch this. And it is eye-opening to realize is what happens as it did in the USSR, and that's why it destructed on itself. Was because it was all to protect the government and these elites, because you had to be stupid. You had to check in your own common sense in order to go along, to get along, to be part of the system. And
well, that's a really good point. And look, you know, these supposedly expert administrative agencies. So now it takes 3 years to go through all the environmental reviews simply to fix a bridge near where I live.
Yeah.
And, you know, also near where I live, the Empire State Building rose in 11 months in 1929. 11 months is all it took to build that. So at Can Do America, which turned out hundreds of thousands of tanks in World War II.
Exactly.
Right? I mean,
right.
What happened to it? Well, right. The administrators took it over.
Well, here we are. Clarence Thomas and the Lost Constitution. Myron, what's the big takeaway for your readers?
The big takeaway is let's stick to the Constitution of Liberty. The living Constitution of Fairness is fake and leads to serfdom.
Myron Magnet, the editor of the City Journal from 94 through 06, and now the magazine's editor-at-large and a former member of the Board of Editors of Fortune. Myron, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to having you back. I want to continue this conversation with you.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. You have a blessed day. Thank you. Take care.
All right.
All righty. Bye.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart...